This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Here's a bit of Paige Phoenix for you with some beautiful music.
Like I'm moving inside her, and I'm lying in the dark. I think that I'm beginning to know her, and I let it go. I'll be there when you call. Hey, whenever your feet, yeah, let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slowly turning pain, you're hiding from me now. There's something in the way that you're talking. The words don't sound right. I hear them all moving inside you. And I let it go. I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall, your feet, yeah, let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slowly turning pain, yeah, oh, now the finger of blame has turned upon itself, and I'm more than willing to offer myself. Do you want my presence or need my help? Oh, who knows where that might lead? I fall. Whenever I fall, oh,
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9, broadcasting live from the 10th floor of our community village in Bourke Street, Idaho. Sponsored by the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. Find us at vicaids.asn.au.
This is Joy 94.9, live atop City Village, supporting the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia. Proudly sponsored by the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre and the Community Broadcast Foundation. You're with Anastasia and Christian. And who are we joined with next, Anastasia?
We are joined by some amazing people. You know why? Because they're Greek. And they're from the Greek committee, the Greek and gay group. Nick Christopoulos joins us with Kathy Politis. Welcome to the stage.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Nice to be here.
Now, Nick and Kathy are committee members of the Greek and gay group. Did you want to talk about what exactly is the Greek and gay group?
Okay, so the Greek and gay group is a social and support group for...
GLBTIQ community.
Members of the, with Greek background. And we're basically about support, social events, and also just getting the word out there amongst the green community that we are here.
Yeah.
It's okay to be.
Amazing.
And how important is it getting the word out, especially in the Greek community?
That's right, it is, because the Greek community, I mean, the attitude towards... towards us is kind of it's quite negative.
It's a perfect word for it, isn't it?
And we want to change that. Yeah.
When was it developed? When did it come about?
So we began the boys group began in 12 years ago in '95.
Wow!
And then the girls began 11 years ago. Yep. So we ran it for a little while.
Fantastic! And I hear you do a really good picnic.
We do, yes. Yeah, we actually got a... We do a birthday as well, which is coming up soon.
Uh-huh. Did you want to talk about when that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, we're having a birthday party on the 22nd of June, on the Saturday night, which will be basically a night of Greek dancing and plate smashing and what have you.
Any souvlakis? Is there lots of souvlakis there?
No souvlakis. We're basically... the theme of this particular birthday night is... called Immigrate or Immigration.
Okay.
And it's celebrating all the Greeks that came out here on the ships. We're having it in a place called S6 at Station Pier, Port Melbourne.
Okay.
Which is quite synonymous of the travel of the Greeks from abroad. It's open to the gay community, it's open to the straight community. We just like everyone to come out and have a big party with us. A lot of the committee will be there working hard, and we'd like to see a lot of new faces there.
Fantastic.
Especially the Greek community.
Yay. Nick, you talked about the attitude towards the GLBTI community being quite negative. I'm just wondering, what's the kind of work that Greek and gay is doing to address a lot of those issues?
Well, it's kind of small steps. We're still trying to make it known that we actually exist. We've had problems even advertising in Greek papers. This is the first year where we might get something going.
Yeah, well, baby steps.
Yeah, that's right. And the Greek community is it's linked with the church as well. A lot of people have sort of got this this thing with the church, so they don't they're quite wary in that with supporting us. So. Well, you know, with small steps. And
now, Nick and Kathy, have either of you been to Greece of late and noticed the attitudes there? Or
not myself for a while,
no.
Actually.
Yeah. I was there in 2006. It's a big gay community, but they're still underground. There's a lot of negativity. Religious and traditional cultures play a big part in the influence of Greek society. And like the Jewish community, the Greek church itself does not believe that same-sex marriages exist and they shouldn't exist, and it's taboo, so it's still underground pretty much over there.
That said, though, there's also... Athens has been having a Pride event since 2005, I think it is,
okay,
which is really good, and Thessaloniki as well. They began last year. So there are positive things happening there.
Okay. Yeah. And what has been the response like in these groups that you've got here in Melbourne? Like, do you get a lot of people coming and joining the party? And
we do, yeah. The numbers sort of vary over the years. A lot of the good thing is that you don't get like a lot of young people coming, because obviously you don't need the support, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But we constantly get a lot of people coming through the group of different ages, and it's good to be there for them.
Yeah. Well, so you're obviously part of the Greek and gay community here in Melbourne, and today is International Day to End Violence, to End Homophobia. I'm just wondering, how would you see homophobia in your own community? Like, what has it meant to you?
Well, for me, it's my experience has been that the Greek community doesn't really want to know or hear about it. So it's something that's out there that doesn't involve the Greek community. Mm-hmm. What I'd like to see is for us to be able to come out, not only in the workplace and amongst our friends, but you know, in our families and relatives and so on, and integrate it with our culture.
Yeah, that'd fantastic. Be, yeah. And do you see it getting better?
It is getting better, mm-hmm. Yeah. But as I said, it's all small steps, but it is getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. And Kathy, did you want to talk a bit about what women experience in the Greek and gay community?
Well, traditionally, in the Greek culture, women are supposed to be the breeders and stay home mums, and you know, the guys go out and work and bring home the money and etc. So it's been a big change for a lot of, you know, girls, especially here in Australia. The younger generation are a little bit more open. Mm-hmm. The older generation, like myself, I didn't come out till I was 46.
Wow.
Because of restrictions and social taboo and all that type of stuff. So it made it really difficult, but I just want to say out there, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, what you are who you are. Come out,
yeah,
and be proud of who you are,
yeah,
because you can't live in a shell like I did for 30-odd years. It's really not fair.
Yeah.
Kathy, what was the push? Because you came out at a later age. What was that push that made you finally,
I wasn't happy with myself.
Okay.
I knew there was something missing. I wanted to be who I was. And my friends and, you know, a lot of the people I work with were really good. I had a lot of issues with my two children.
Okay.
My daughter no longer speaks to me, so it's a big change.
Bloody Greeks.
Yeah. Friends and family have been absolutely terrific. I've had the support I needed. My son is warming up to the fact. He actually lives with me and my partner, so it's good. He's very civil. He's very respectful of us, so it's changed. A lot of things have changed. I'm more happy with myself, and I'm very proud to be who I am, and I want everyone out there to just be who they are and not be afraid to let that show, because we're all equal, we're all human, we all breathe the same, we all think the same, we all have the same emotions. So it doesn't matter whether you're in a same-sex relationship or a straight one.
That's really beautiful, Kathy. I want to thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And just before we wrap up, I'm wondering if there's any last things that you guys wanted to say to the broader community today here on Idaho.
Well, just to the Greek community, just basically that, you know, it's okay to be gay and Greek, and we encourage.
Is there any other way? Sorry.
And we encourage them all to come out and get involved with the group if they want to.
And how do they get in contact with you guys?
Okay, they can go to our website at greekandgay.com, and there's all information there about our meetings and so on.
Fantastic. This is Joy 94.9, live atop the City Village, supporting International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, proudly sponsored by the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre and the Community Broadcast Foundation.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This is Joy 94.9 live atop City Village, supporting the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, proudly sponsored by the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre and the Community Broadcast Foundation.
Fantastic. And you're with Christian and Anastasia, and we are joined by a fabulous guest. Anna Brown is the convener of the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby and is a spokesperson for No to Homophobia. Welcome, Anna.
Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure.
So the No to Homophobia campaign's been pretty successful, hey?
Well, we'd like to think so. We launched last August, and that we really took these two television commercials that had been produced with a lot of pro bono support from a range of sources to the world, and we were lucky enough to get support from television stations and also Foxtel to play the ads across the country.
Wow.
And we also developed an online resource, and that was designed to give people information to get informed about their rights and the law, to get the support they need when they're facing homophobic harassment, and also to take action, which was the really important message about the campaign, was encouraging those experiencing homophobic, transphobic and biphobic harassment, but also those witnessing it, to actually take a stand. So there was a real focus on bystanders and making sure that the allies of the LGBTI community and the mainstream community actually were aware of the harm caused by homophobia.
That's fantastic. And I find it absolutely heartening that it also came through in the method of delivery as well. So it's all about activating allies, not letting people just be passive bystanders. So it's great that, it's always great when we have community support from within our community, but the response from outside of our community seems to be very supportive too.
Yeah, we were wrapped when the AFL came on board, and through the work of people like Jason Ball, we managed to get the television ad screened at the preliminary finals last year, which was a fantastic moment. And that means that our message doesn't just stay inside our community, it's actually reaching people that wouldn't otherwise be receiving it, and reaching those big screens and those footy crowds. And we all know that sport and homophobia, there is a problem there, and we'll probably hear a bit more about that from some of our speakers later on.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, we're updating the No to Homophobia campaign. We're launching a new part of it. So did you want to talk about the Promise Initiative and the key messages of the revamped campaign?
Yeah, well, what we're asking people to do today, we're asking them to make a promise, and that is that they'll give their word and stand up against homophobia, biphobia and transphobia always. So a very simple set of words. We think it's an easy promise to make, but it's a very important promise to make. And we'll be spreading the message through email, through this broadcast today and through the social media networks to make sure that people out there start making a promise, making a public stand against homophobia, and hopefully encouraging their networks, encouraging their family and friends, and then getting their, whether it's your sporting organisation, your workplace, to get on board as well. And by raising the awareness, by making those public statements, we can actually get the message out there that homophobic harassment does harm, and it's something that we have to do something about.
That's fantastic. Today is Idaho International Day to End Violence Against, Violence and Discrimination Against GLBTI Communities. Just going through the prompts, the asking individuals from all walks of life to give their word to stand against homophobia, biphobia and transphobia, I'm just wondering what are sort of the little actions that people can do every day to work towards that?
Sure. Well, I mean, very simply today, you can actually go to the website and type in your details and make the promise. So if you go to www.notohomophobia.com/promise, or more simply, find us on Facebook, like our page, and you'll get all the updates. Once you've made your promise and made that public statement, you can share it with your friends on Facebook and with your Twitter followers and by email to your other networks, and encourage others to make a stand as well.
I love it simply because it's called The Promise. It's so hopeful but yet so simple. So
Well, there's a couple of people in the room today that are responsible for developing the concept, and Albie Colvin and Daniel Schooler were really the brains behind the promise, along with help from Emily, who's in the front row. So, we're talking about fantastic volunteers that have put in a lot of time to this to develop the concept. And we thought it was really important to be able to have a teaser. So we started asking people, do we have your word? Like a very simple but powerful statement. And it's about a sense of self. It's about a personal commitment to actually live by a set of values, and that is standing up to discrimination and homophobia.
That's fantastic. So this is really a call to action that everyone can participate in.
Yeah, oh, definitely. We'd love everyone in the room here today and all our allies and supporters like the police, the Victoria Police, the Federal Police, the AFL, Hockey Victoria, Telstra, the Victorian Government, of course, who's funding the promotional materials, the AIDS Council, who's funding the broadcast today. All of these fantastic supporters are what made this campaign possible. So if everyone here went out to their networks and really pushed this through, we hope that even if it's not on the front page of the Herald Sun today, we'll still get the message out to the broader public that this is a really important message.
That's fantastic. And you, one of the last stages of the promise is getting support. So actively promote the campaign in your workplace, school, sporting club, or anywhere else people meet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how is the campaign helping people do that?
Sure. Well, there's a few stages. So you make your promise yourself, you share your promise and declare it with your friends and networks, and then you can go one step further and actually get support from others and become an advocate for the campaign. So on the promise website, we've got a set of resources. We've got posters, and they're available here at Joy as well, and fact sheets. So you can take them to your workplace, take them to your sporting organisation or community organisation and distribute those, put up a poster in the staff room, put up a poster on the notice board in your footy club, and spread the word that way as well. Become an ambassador for the campaign.
And you've got a few celebrities that have already given their word. One of my favourites, which is Jemay. Yeah. How did you manage that?
Someone else might have the secret to that one. But we're really happy with people like Natalie Bassingthwaite, Lauren Jackson,
yeah.
Matt Day, like a range of prominent Australians who we're really proud of for what they do. Actually, we can be proud of them because they've taken a stand against homophobia as well.
That's fantastic. Did you want to speak about, I guess, the current federal developments regarding law reform and new protections that sort of are a way of challenging homophobia, biphobia and transphobia?
I won't talk too much because I don't know how interested everyone is in law reform. I am, but not everyone is. but obviously, we need social marketing campaigns like this to get the message out there and change attitudes and culture eventually. But we also need the stick of the law to actually send a really clear message that this behaviour is not on, there's legal remedies available for people, and discrimination and harassment is unlawful. Mm-hmm. So we have those laws at a state level. They're not perfect, but they're there. But we actually don't have discrimination laws federally that protect LGBTI people from discrimination. I told a Canadian friend this recently, and she just couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty basic, isn't it? So the Labor government has introduced a bill, and it's currently going through Parliament. And there's been a bit of media attention about this, but not nearly enough, I think, because it's absolutely essential that this bill passes through before the election. And it means for the first time we'll actually have protections for intersex people. And that's something that's not even in state and territory laws. So that's a really important part of the bill. We've got great protections for transgender people in the bill, and also gay, lesbian and bisexual people.
That's fantastic. And around today is International Day Against Homophobia, and we are asking all of our guests when they come up here, well, what does homophobia actually mean to you?
I don't like the word homophobia. I mean, but, you know, that's what we're stuck with. But for me, it means, it's a fear, and it's a fear of difference that people have. So we need to make sure that we're actually talking to people and getting them to know us as individuals and a community. And, you know, we're different, but we also have a lot in common. And for me, that means we go out there, we start conversations with our friends and family and our neighbours, and it's by breaking down that fear that we actually create social change.
Fabulous. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me thank Anna Brown.
Thanks, Anna Brown. This is Joy 94.9 live atop City Village, supporting the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, proudly sponsored by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre and the Community Broadcast Foundation.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, broadcasting live from the 10th floor of our community village in Bourke Street, Idaho. Sponsored by the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. Find us at vicaids.asn.au.
The Joy 94.9 Idaho broadcast is proudly supported through funding from the Community Broadcasting Foundation and is sponsored by the VAC GMHC in support of the No to Homophobia campaign. You're with Christian and Anastasia. And Anastasia, who do we have up next?
We have Gus Johnson. He's a writer, he's a filmmaker, anti-homophobia campaigner and former field hockey goalkeeper for Victoria, who publicly outed himself as gay in 2011 via a YouTube video entitled Gus Johnston, The Reality of Homophobia in Sport. He retired from field hockey at the end of 2010, but continues to do casual work in the community, fighting against homophobia in sport, both with Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, and is an ambassador for Headspace. Can speak to his support for the No to Homophobia campaign and the issues of homophobia in sport. Busy man.
That was ridiculously long introduction.
It was, wasn't it?
I've got to get someone to rewrite that.
But you do a lot of work since putting your YouTube video together, which was, can I say, a very brave and honest, I guess, account of your experience of homophobia in sport. And I'm just wondering what if you could talk about the reception of that video since it came out.
So I put the video out and...
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.